Podtacular, episode 111, Halo 3 leaked footage for the week of April 30th, 2007.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
What up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm Fubo Joff.
I'm JVB.
And I'm George from Aeropods.com.
All right. My boy George. Oot, oot.
Welcome, George.
What, 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 what?
Yeah. Welcome to True Nipple.
Oh, man. And can you buy produce there?
Yeah, I think
You know, if I had the money to, I would make my own grocery store called the Food Nipple.
It's like the Food Line. Yeah.
Yeah, oh, forget about it.
Good idea.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Yeah. So. I'm a dumbass. So. So, George, you're from Aeropods.com. Would you tell us a little bit about that site for people that didn't hear you before in the podcast? And a little bit about what you do there.
Well, basically, it's just kind of a blog site. We have a handful of writers, I guess, kind of like Kotaku or Joystick. And we just, we're all passionate about video games, and we have lots of opinions, and we'd like to share those opinions. Mm-hmm. And we also just recently set up a forum as well on our site. And so if anyone would like to go in and discuss, various aspects of our beloved hobby, then hopefully that's the place where you can do that.
Yeah, I've been there a few times, chit-chatting with a few of the members. So, yeah, definitely check it out. I mean, if you want some insight from some educated gamers, Aeropods is the place to go.
Definitely. It's a gaming news blog that's up there with, with Joystick and Destructoid and Kotaku and some of these other ones. They have unique content. They don't always, just kind of go back and forth and grab each other's stuff kind of thing and give their own sway on it. They, they grab stuff that hasn't really been broken anywhere else. So
I hate people who grab stuff.
Grabbing stuff, yeah. Man.
Man, grabbing each other's stuff is even worse.
You must protect your stuff from being grabbed.
Let go of my stuff, man.
Stop groping my stuff. Either that or you could be talking stuff. Remember that?
Hell yeah, dude, talking stuff. What was I thinking? somebody said. Yeah, somebody wrote on a comment they sent in, they wrote talking
poop.
Yeah, talking. And I go, talking stuff. And I was like. And someone kept going, and I was like, talking stuff, what the hell?
The way you said it was like real tough and.
Like, yeah, I'm like, talking stuff.
Talking stuff.
What are you? Man. It's talking stuff.
I heard you were talking stuff about me.
Yeah, Aeropods is great though. I really like that site. I check it out every single day. They update it at least probably 5 to 10 times a day, or more, with all kinds of different gaming news. That a lot of it's very unique stuff, unique opinions, unique kind of debates and different things like that, and news and all kinds of good stuff. So definitely check that out, guys. Aeropods.com.
Yep.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So we got a crazy packed show today.
Oh man, forget it.
Dude, I don't know if we've ever had this many comments on one show that people have sent in for, for
one leaked video.
yeah, really.
Yeah.
And that is the power of the internet, man.
Yep. Yeah,
if it wasn't for all this information. Yeah, I mean, we have all this information, nothing sacred anymore.
Yeah.
And look at all this, man. It's this, like, analysis of this leaked video. I mean, it's insane, man.
Now let me.
And I personally think that it was leaked on purpose, but that's besides the point.
Anyway. Well, I can understand where it comes from there. Actually, that kind of leads me into what I was just going to say, is that on this leaked video, now, I wouldn't have even said anything on the website, for, like, hey, send us your opinions on this video. It was on joystick.com, which is pretty much arguably one of the most popular gaming blogs out there.
Yeah, it was on Game Videos.
It was on Game Videos originally, and then it got to Joystick and Kotaku. And
Joystick
even went through and did a analysis of the video and everything. And if you remember, there was, if anybody frequents Joystick, there was a joystiq, by the way, .com. There was a previous video on there that was leaked footage that Bungie had actually emailed them and asked them to take it down. And they did, and they posted a notice on the thing, this is being removed at Bungie's request.
Okay.
Well, okay. Now this time, there's no such email that we know of, anyway. There's no such post on that particular topic, on that news item. So that makes me think that I think it's less likely that it was leaked on purpose, but I think they didn't necessarily mind that it was out there in the wild. So
absolutely.
For that reason, otherwise we wouldn't have even brought this up. You know, we don't want to get on Bungie's bad side by any means. If Bungie wants us to take this podcast down, you know, then they can just email us because we don't want to, you know, do anything.
Absolutely, and you know, like you said, I mean, even Uncle Gamer has it on right now.
Yeah.
So nobody's contacted anyone.
Yeah, this is all over the world.
And another thing, it's kind of like a moot point right now because everything gets leaked out. Even when they had, when they went to, I believe it was Iraq, to let the troops play a little bit.
Right.
Somebody recorded it on a cell phone, for God's sake.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, I think this is just a case of, hey, you know what? The beta's closed. Everybody knows when the release date is. You know what? Let people just enjoy this leaked video. And, I mean, why fight it when the damage is done? But it's done in a positive way.
Right. Now, George, can you give us a quick overview about what the video contained and what was on it?
Well, let's see here. Well, basically, it's a leak of a beta build of Halo 3 and featured a Zanzibar remake.
Mm. Yeah, that was sweet.
The Halo 3 version of Zanzibar.
That was awesome.
A lot of gameplay elements were shown and kind of running around the map and seeing the different parts of the map, which was very cool. Watching it, I kept, you know, like, okay, go over there, go.
Look out, he's behind you.
Yeah, and Joystick in their analysis actually, like, they kind of made fun of the guy. They're like, oh, that grenade throw is horrible. What are they doing? and stuff like that. But I mean, it's. It's cool because it's just totally unfiltered, you know. It's just the game,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, it's exactly what we're gonna be seeing in about 2 weeks.
If you want
exact second by second countdown, just go to podtacular.com where there's a countdown for the Halo 3 beta.
True.
On the top hand left corner. Thank you to Captain Crumb.
Speaking of which, JVB, do you think, we were talking about this earlier, George and I, do you think that this map called Last Resort here, the remake of Zanzibar, do you think this is going to be in the beta?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's going to be in the beta.
Wow.
Yeah, because there'd be no reason why it would be, number one, leaked and have so many people on playing at the same time if it wasn't ready. Mm-hmm. And, like we had stated before, nobody got emails from Bungie. So if this was like a super secretive map, it would have definitely never, you know, I mean, certainly wouldn't be talking about it right now. I mean, as soon as it would have been leaked, it would have been shut down quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about earlier that it's kind of, there seems to be signs pointing both ways. Like, for one thing, the water is not updated with Frankie's, you know, mm-hmm. water obsession stuff about,
and,
like,
and they,
water, like, moving away and acting like water. It was just kind of like just splashes a la Halo 2.
They said that the water physics wasn't going to be in a beta.
Oh, okay.
And a few of the lighting effects and stuff like that wasn't going to be in there. Hmm. So that was to be expected.
Okay. Well, another thing was that the shield grenade, which we're going to talk about soon, the bubble shield, it looked completely mm-hmm. different. And
yes, it did.
We'll get into that as we get along here. JB, why don't you start us off with one of the comments people sent in?
Alrighty. And this one is from somebody who I don't recognize as having sent anything before. So if this is Kramsey's first sent email, I want to congratulate you on that feat, and Here it goes. Kramzy says, just like to say I love the new layout on Zanzibar. The thing that caught the most of my attention was the size of the engine room. It seems to go on forever. Do you think this will take away from the rest of the map's upgrades? Quick shout out to my other Aussie buddies on the forum.
All right. Good day.
All right. Now I don't understand what he's trying to say. If it's going to take away from the rest of the maps, you know, any upgrades.
I think what he might be saying is that, you know, if the map is so much larger, especially like that engine room, is that because since the Halo 2 version is so much smaller, it's quicker to get across the map and quicker to get into firefights and things like that. And so whether that will, you know, I don't know. Maybe that's what he's getting at.
Well, first thing I got to say is welcome to Next Generation Gaming. Of course, we got bigger and better hardware, so obviously bigger and better maps. But the thing is, the size, you know, it's funny that he mentions that, because the size of this map, I mean, there was different layers from that video. I mean, they were going to, you know, rooms and like little walkways, and that could be an indication of how many people are going to be able to play online at the same time, because that map looked a little too big to just have 16 people.
I don't know, man, because it seems like the Zanzibar area, the main improvement on the size of the map itself was in the base, and the base is probably about maybe four times as big as it was before or more.
Mm-hmm. And there was ways to get, like, where the sniper rifle is at in Halo 2, outside, in the little platform, you know, where you walk up the ramp. Now it's stairs, and then there's a room that you go downstairs also. Yeah. So, I mean, you can get inside from underneath. So, there's a lot of different, little secret passageways that I'm sure we're going to find out that we didn't see in this video. And, I mean, it's like almost an entirely new map hidden within another map, within an old map. So, it's going to be interesting to see, like, how many people can play.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on to Burr, who says, first...
Burr! I haven't heard from Burr in a while.
It's cold in here. First, it's a shame this got leaked. I think people like this are dumb. But since it's already out, and I saw it... Yeah, you know, we've already kind of weighed in on that. It may very well have been intentional. I've jury's still out on that one. But in any case, Bungie doesn't mind that it's out. So, you know, I think for those of us that didn't even want to see this video and don't want to know the stuff beforehand and are kind of bummed that this information has come out in public before, you know, the game. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. You know, they've told us that there's so much more on the way with Halo 3 on the retail version between what they've told us so far. I really think that this is still just scratching the surface, even with this video. So I really think that it's not going to give us so much information that it's ruining the game for us by any means.
No.
Well, not only that. This video tells us nothing about the story and the single player and all the cool elements that are going to be part of that.
Exactly.
So I mean, there's still a lot left to see and be surprised by.
Yep. Right.
But these people are probably busted like crazy.
I got a feeling they're just going to provide us with more multiplayer information, and kind of keep the single player part of Halo 3 in the back and kind of like purposely keep it that way.
Yeah, I sure hope no. That I don't want to see. I do not want to see any single player info about Halo 3 until
it comes out. So, I mean, what made Halo 2 famous, obviously, was its multiplayer. So, they got that going for them where not too many people are like, hey, we want to see single player stuff. You know, right now everybody wants to know how the multiplayer is going to be. And right now, it's keeping us occupied, which is a good thing.
Definitely. So he says, OMG, this game, if this game came out tomorrow, I would be happy because Zanzibar is my favorite all-time map, and it looks amazing. I love the new generator in the base that looks so sweet, which that thing went way back, and it's all rotating. It looks freaking awesome. It looks way better than it did in Halo 2, that's for sure. It looks actually like it could be a generator.
Yeah. Yep.
And some people were wondering if you could actually walk in that area. I highly doubt it. It looks like it's very uneven ground. It's blocked off with rails, so it seems like there's probably an invisible wall there or some prevention from getting in that area, because there's no need to be
in there. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. Yeah. Either that or you die by the Guardians or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I hope they, you know, they bring that along. I'm sure, you know, I'm very confident that Bungie it knows all about all the glitches and all the super jumps and all the X for canceling things and all that stuff. And they're not going to let any of that happen again. I mean, especially since we saw the this footage that, I don't know if this is going to be mentioned in these comments, but real quick, on the footage, there was a couple things that people tried to do weapon glitches and it didn't work. One was someone tried to snipe and then do a quick reload where they reloaded and then hit YY, and it didn't work. They had to, you know, switch all the way to the other weapon, switch all the way back, and it took even longer than it would to reload normally. That's one thing. Another thing, they tried to sweep snipe, and they tried to, you know, snipe in a line across horizontally, and that didn't work either. So those are definitely two good signs that Bungie's paying attention to the glitches that were in Halo 2.
Yeah, and they did the right thing by having, you know, MLG players and people from well-known clans as testers for Halo 3. So, I mean, these are, you know, gamers who've actually utilized these little tricks. So, who better, you know, than, you know, to go to than people who've been utilizing it?
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so he says, I like how you can jump in and out of the bubble shield. That way, if someone uses it with a bomb or something, you can go in and throw a grenade, and so they have to come out or die. Kind of helps the balance. The veto. Let's talk about that. What did you guys think of the bubble shield?
Well, I thought it was cool.
Very cool.
You think it's an improvement over the alpha one we saw before?
Well, it's much smaller than the alpha one. The alpha one, I mean, that one was huge.
Yeah.
It looked like you could put like a warthog in there also, but now that we finally have more information on how exactly this bubble shield's going to work, you know, now, because I remember the last podcast we did, we just assumed that one person can stay in there until it deteriorates. Now anybody could just jump in and it could be a gunfight within the bubble itself. So, yeah, it kind of balances everything out now to where, you know, the guy with the flag or whatever is not, you know, Superman, and just sitting there with a power up throughout the whole match.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I think it's cool too because it just gives that many more tactical options. Because if you see somebody with the bubble shield, it's like, okay, I'm gonna rush in there and beat the crap out of you, you know, or whatever. You know,
I'll beat the stuff out of you. Drop a grenade in the air.
Stuff out of you.
Don't be talking stuff.
Don't be talking stuff.
Stuff.
So, but yeah, I mean, there's a lot of. It's cool. It's cool.
Mm-hmm. Sweet. And it's definitely, you know, definitely going to balance things out because, I mean, that was one of the things we were all worried about was how much of an imbalance it was going to cause.
Right.
Which means, I mean, it might mean that bubble shield could last quite a while. I mean,
right. That brings me to what I was going to say on that is that on the bubble shield, there was a couple things that we saw on it. The guy really spent a lot of time. It looked like what he did was he was on Zanzibar, he's inside the base, right? And he goes to the switch to open the gate. And he goes to hold X to open it like we're used to. And what happens? He had already picked up a bubble shield on the way up. And, you know, it's the magic X button. And instead of hitting the switch for the gate, he drops the bubble shield. So he's like, oh, the bubble shield's dropped. Might as well show everybody how this works. So he goes and, you know, does all this stuff in it. He goes inside, throws a grenade, walks outside. The grenade explodes inside but doesn't destroy the bubble shield. He goes outside, throws a grenade, and then walks inside and, you know, he's shielded from the grenade. And when he actually, I think it was the other way around because when the second time when the grenade exploded inside, it was on the edge of this walkway right by the switch, and then the grenade actually knocked it off of the switch. And it's kind of like a camping lamp where it has like these four little legs, so it falls like vertically and doesn't roll or fall over or anything like that. and it stays vertical. So it has very limited movement apparently. And when it got blown off there though, the shield actually stayed intact and fell along with the shield generator onto the ground. You know, and then he got in again. But it looked like there was a couple of shots of BR fire and another grenade that finally did it in, and it did dissipate from there. But that was way cool to see that there's at least three grenades worth of damage on that bubble shield before it dies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
So he says the veto map and game thing is awesome because so many times the LAN party I've got stuck playing so many lame versions of games because people didn't know what the real setup was. This should help immensely. What do you guys think of this veto system here?
Well, I mean, is it really for LAN games or is it more for online where it's like, okay, you know what? I've played this map 3 times in a row. Don't want to play it again, you know? Like, it kind of seems like more useful in that setting. At a LAN party, I mean, you can just go up and, you know, smack the guy upside the head.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think it's very cool. I think in some of these comments, someone mentioned, people are going to take advantage of it, just like the X button for delaying and stuff like that. And Bungie's pretty savvy when it comes to knowing, you know, what kinds of things, jerky things people are going to do. And, you know, I'm sure that there's going to be a thing, you know, if you veto too many times in a row, you know, you have to wait a while before you can veto again or something like that. But it can only be a good thing, I think. I think it's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I mean, this is another feature that I'm scared might get exploited. And I don't know if it goes by party vetoing. Like, let's say the three of us decided to go into a party and we just kept vetoing maps until we found the one that we liked, and it kind of like breaks the tempo of, you know, like other people in their own party. And I mean, I don't know. If I mean, I guess we'll have to find out, but I don't know how exactly, you know, if there's going to be a penalty, like you said, maybe, you know, too many vetoes and you got to wait, or you get a rating next. Just hope this is not going to be something that, you know, can be, you know, this a loophole
exploited.
and exploited, and, you know, and it messes things up for everybody. I mean, if that's the case, maybe there's a feature, or not? No, maybe there's an option where you can turn it off. So we'll see.
Yeah,
I think it's the thing is, first of all, in case you guys don't know, it was part of the video. It was towards the beginning. They showed the pregame lobby, and there was a button that said there was a little indicator that said press X to veto, and so there was an indication that you could veto the map that the host, and it said specifically who the host was this time, which is bonus, nice. So you finally know. The thing is, so it said press X to veto, but it didn't say exactly how the veto system worked. Nobody seemed to veto the map, or at least not visibly. So we don't know exactly if it's like a majority thing vetoes the map and they have to choose something different, or how that works. But the thing is it's not quite like, for instance, Battlefield 2, where everybody has to go in and vote on a map, and you have to have a majority vote for, you know, a map to be loaded, which I think is crap, because you know, then you just get like the most popular one that's not necessarily the best one, or if like you've already played it 5 times and everybody's like, let's play it again, and you're like, oh man, played this 5 times already. So yeah. You know, in that sense, I think it's definitely a good idea to keep a host that has the decision making capability, but I think it's also cool that, you know, to be able to have some kind of control over that if you're not host as well, or at least some kind of input into it. So I think it's cool. I want them to do it right, and I'm sure they'll do lots of play testing this time, like they're saying with all the different multiplayer sessions they're having, to make sure that doesn't become a problem.
Well, in a couple of weeks, I'm sure everyone that doesn't like it will. You know.
Well, but then, this isn't. We won't have customs playing, though. We'll just have matchmaking, so we won't be able to veto.
True.
Yeah. But that's cool.
Wait. No, I thought the veto was for matchmaking.
Hmm.
Yeah, because if that's the beta, then all they had was matchmaking.
See, that's the question. That's another good question, because I know the beta is not going to have customs. At least they said that specifically, right? So, you know, that makes you wonder again, if this was this from the Halo 3 beta that everybody's going to have access to if they've, you know, done the one of the three ways to get in? Or was this from the alpha or some other kind of thing or what? So, it's hard to say.
Yeah.
All right, who's next?
George.
All
Jorge.
Right.
Jorge.
Okay. Let's see. Here's a comment from... Crap, I lost my comment.
Ah!
Sorry about that.
Dude, we have 30 pages of comments. You can't find a comment.
I know. I'll just do this one. That kind of repeats. Oh, no. Okay, this is good. Okay. This is a comment from Coyote187, and he says, after viewing the leaked video, which ruined what would have been a nice surprise, I still realize that the class newbie is still very much a popular choice of play style. I guess that's commenting on the person playing. He says, I love the new layout and the look. Instead of being war-torn and broken apart, it looked very nice, and the janitorial staff needs to be commended on their hard work. I love the new particle effects from the grenades. Looks very nice. I also love the walkway that goes from the sniper hill to the base, which I also thought was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Because that's a good sniping spot over there, and now you can just kind of walk around that whole...
Now that goes up kind of like three stories up on the outer perimeter of the cliffs, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
So you could go along the outside edge from the building, from the base, all around that courtyard to where the sniper rifle's at and everything. So I think that's a very good addition to have there.
Yeah.
I can't wait, man. I can't wait.
I know. let's see. Also says, people will be complaining about the way the game looks and the bubble shield. But the bubble shield, as well as the looks of the map and graphics, will be tweaked by release. If it isn't, the entire populace of the world will be buying it anyway.
Look at how big that bubble.
It says, thanks for the podcast, gentlemen. Quick shout out to Chucky, Lil Kook, Squirrel, JoeDaddy1138. And all the homie G's that are godtacular.
Little Luke.
The bubble bath will always be very relaxed. At the latest.
The bubble bath. Very relaxing. Dude, JVB, we played Team Bubble Bath on Tombstone the other day. It was freaking awesome. Oh, man.
There was no water.
It's like it was made for that bath, dude. It was even better than Zanzibar, I'm telling you. Yeah.
I have created a custom.
Let there be customs.
Yeah, so, all right, man. Thank you, Coyote187.
Gracias.
And, I'll take the next one. Let me find a new bile over here. Here's one from Burninator. He says, number one, it looks huge and really looks like one of my new favorites to play objective games on. Number two, the way they did the sky looks very different from what we're used to seeing. And I know that the HUD initializes when with the squares and stuff. The video shows the best graphics I have seen of Halo 3 yet.
Yeah.
Which may be an indication that it is beta. Number three, it looks more like the bubble shield from the CG commercial, and it doesn't seem to roll in the video. Number four, the game starts, and you can veto the map or game type. What was that? like you had Tourette's or something. sorry, guys.
Me, yellow pudding pops.
All right, so he goes, if enough players veto, a new game will start with other game types or map. Number five, maybe it's when you play co-op over, XBL. Number six, I think it will drain the power from your shield or overshields and maybe even your energy sword. Yeah, that was something that we haven't talked about yet.
What's that?
The Spartan laser.
Uh-huh.
And then number eight, that you can blow the bubble shield away from inside the bubble shield. Never felt a piece of that bubble. So yeah, he brings some interesting points.
JV be singing, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. he mentioned the drain
Draino
thingamajigama. Yeah, power liquid Draino. Yeah, the power Draino.
Power Draino.
Roto-Rooter?
No, it improved power Draino. Yeah, I mean the guy didn't, you know, use it at all. I don't believe so.
Yeah.
Nope.
No, what was that? Energy Drainer or Power Drainer? Is this Power Drainer?
Yes.
Something like that.
Freaking yes, that's correct.
Power thingies.
Doohickey Mabobber. Yeah. Yeah, but he picked up this power up that said Power Drainer or Energy Drainer or something like that, but he never used it, and we were all like, oh, man, what is that thing? Yeah. I don't even know.
Yeah.
I know. I mean,
see, that's one of those moments where I'm like, oh, come on, just you know, activate it. Come on.
Exactly.
Press X,
exactly.
Jeez.
Come on, Nob. Yeah, but I mean, at least it gives us something, you know, to speculate on until the next leaked video.
Well, yeah. You know, you can unclog toilets. It's good.
There'll be no clogged plumbing on this map.
Oh, man, my God, that's phenomenal.
I'm gonna go rush for rockets. You guys, I'll be right back. I'm just gonna go to the bathroom real quick. Oh, who did this in here? Jeez, oh, I'll go get the drink.
See,
out.
I told you a porta potty was gonna be in this game. And there you go.
That explains it, man. Drainer, porta potty. There's a pattern here.
There you go, man. Now all we need is like Huggies or some kind of, you know, tissue paraphernalia.
Huggies. Do you wipe yourself with Huggies?
Wait a minute, isn't it diapers?
Yes. I'm like, it's going to be a Halo
game. I actually still wear them.
How many Huggies does it take for you? Like more than one?
Ah.
Dang.
And please, do not Photoshop me in a pair of diapers. Oh,
too late,
man.
Too late.
Ah.
Yeah.
And the Spartan laser was used. That was another one I kept going, use it, damn it, use it.
So he
picked it up on the top of Zanzibar. He jumps off the part right next to where the rockets are, and then he fires it down as he goes. And some people noticed a couple things about that. There's it fired, and then it like stayed where it was for a moment while he fell. So there was like a residual like light effect going on. And it didn't seem that long to charge up and to fire. But then somebody also noticed that it seemed like it had multiple lasers going on.
Like a bunch of pulses that it was kinda like a strafing run or something.
Yeah.
Like it just choo 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 choo.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty nice. Sound effects, dude. Sounds like the old sound effects from Star Wars.
That's right. I did
a new a new hope.
I can't shake him. Stay on target.
Oh, George Lucas. Oh man. Yeah, but what didn't they say that you're supposed to stand still? To
yeah.
Use the laser. He was,
I'm wondering if
he
you
was
can
moving
get
around.
Around that by like if you jump off something. I mean, you have to fall. And so you can shoot it while
point.
Falling.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
Let's see. Unless
maybe that's that's probably something that's, I bet that's going to get tweaked a bunch.
I hope so.
Because
it looked mighty strong.
Yeah.
Definitely. But then again, you know, it's hard to aim that thing as it was falling. Because it really was just like a split second of laser fire. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was pretty quick. Yeah. But it seemed like all he had to do was just aim it at an area.
Yeah, for real.
So.
Yep.
George, want to do the next one?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a long one. This is John Wayne 119.
Okay.
Okay, people, what seemed like an average day just got a little more interesting. I have to commend these traitorous employees Microsoft seemed to employ, giving us all a sneaky peek of what we should already have anyways. Back to the review. First impressions for me were drawn to the new map layout. I really didn't realize it was simply Zanzibar with a facelift and some reconstructive surgery. I really liked the fact that the map now seems to have more presence to it, incorporating lots of moving parts and vastly improved 3D structures. Mm-hmm. It's amazing what a couple of palm trees can do, and that map was big for being originally small. Mm-hmm. Moving on to the HUD, what can I say? It took them 3 games to realize helmets are curved. Well done, Bungie. Enough said. A lot of people in the comments seem to like the curved helmet thing. I actually don't like it.
Really?
And the only reason is because the radar is like warped. And so I'm just worried that if I'm looking at the radar, that I'm not going to be able to, like, the direction will be all skewed. Like, oh, this guy's to the left of me. Oh, wait, no, he's slightly ahead. You know,
yeah.
But that's just me being, you know, nitpicky and stuff. But yeah. I mean, oh, yeah, it's like the health bar and ammo and stuff. Like, I think it's cool. Yeah.
Definitely looks nice.
Says, loving the new vehicles. Okay, this is weird.
Vehicles
loving the new. Loving the new vehicles platforms. It makes more sense them seeming to have been dropped in. Plus, the vehicles themselves are looking more beefy and dangerous. It almost seems everything's gotten a little bigger since Halo 2.
Mm-hmm. Somebody mentioned that the ghosts are bigger.
Really?
Yeah, they're wider or something like that. But anyway.
It'll make it easier to run people over.
But then again, let's not forget we're watching a little video, you know, I mean, the exact, I mean, maybe the perception from the, you know, the recording and everything like that, you know, made things look a little weird. Like,
that's
for example,
true.
The, you know, the radar, you said it looked warped.
Right.
So, yeah, exactly. I mean, we won't know until we actually have the game on our screen in, you know, the actual resolution and everything. Mm-hmm.
What'd you guys think of that grid effect that kind of washed over the front of the you know, the visor of the helmet
visor
as you spawned?
That was pretty cool.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool. It gives it a little nice little touch, you know, like you're actually reprogramming yourself or the suit or so, you know.
It gives
a little bit of life to you know, to the character, I guess.
I thought it kind of reinforced that you have a helmet on and you're looking at a HUD, which mm-hmm. is part of a visor of your helmet, you know, a sheet
exactly.
of glass. That,
true.
It's having stuff, and especially since it was a grid and it was curved, you know, it kind of reinforced the curved nature of your mm-hmm. visor as well, you know, which kind of added to the realism of the whole thing and kind of helped draw it in, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. And so that's a good detail.
Yeah, and that's something Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter did with, you know, their grid, you know, it's kind of curved, a little funky for some, but, you know, it was just the way that the inside of the visor was laid out, so,
right.
You know, I guess they took a little bit of that.
It's a good thing.
So, yeah, he says, what else he has to say there, George?
Well,
Georgie.
he continues, bubble trouble. I'm glad they redid the shield generator, but I'm hoping the player could lay the generator with his or her hands rather than it seamlessly falling from his or her belt. Come on, next gen game here. Which, you know,
I agree.
And again, it's beta, and mm-hmm. I'm sure they're going to add more animations and things like that to the mm-hmm. product before we get to, you know, before we actually, you know, turn in our hard-earned money to play this.
Exactly. We can't complain about it per se, but we can say, hey, you know, make sure you guys do this because we expect it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it'd be like, dude, you dropped your bubble again.
Oh, I just fell off. I don't know.
It's the belt bubble.
Damn it, this bubble doesn't want to stay in my belt. Look at the size of that bubble, though.
It's got a problem with this bubble.
Doc, my bubble keeps falling. Yeah, so.
Pre-game lobby. It seems the player will be matched with somebody not only by a simple number, but their general gameplay ability via military ranks, maybe involving single-player progress, i.e. not being matched up with somebody who has completed the game on Legendary. Either way, showing off your medals is a great way of showing off before a game starts. That's true.
Did you guys like that new system of having, like, for instance, that guy was a private, and it's basically like, you know, Army, military, or Marine military ranks, most likely, to where, you know, it just goes up with the different stripes and various things like that. Did you guys like that system as compared to the numerical system on Halo 2?
Well, I think that this system has two things that I like about it. One, it kind of keeps the same basic concept from Halo 2 where you have ranks. Like, I mean, they're not, you know, 1, 2, 3, or 4, but it's, you know, private, sergeant, whatever. But it also, you can see experience points. You know, like, exactly, you know, what do they have experience in? Oh, this person has played social matches all the time, or this person has played ranked matches all the time. So I think that's cool to kind of see where they get, where they've gotten their points from.
And it also kind of, you know, I don't know how much they're going to eliminate people that boost their ranks and stuff like that, but it's also a good indication of, you know, of like you said, earning your stars and stripes. So if I say that you play 200 games, but yet you have the top ranking, I don't know exactly what it is. I mean, obviously there's something wrong there, which gives us an easier way to kind of help Bungie monitor these, you know, these boosters and maybe do something about it.
That's a good point. I didn't think of that, but yeah, that makes sense because you can track where people are getting their experience from.
Yeah, that's true. So, hey, you mentioned the social match there. Actually, I guess he had that up next.
Yeah,
that you wanted to mention, right? Go ahead.
Yes.
He says, social match. This could be a host type game type that involves simple broadcasting to everyone playing Halo 3. You're hosting a game and they can feel free to join. Simple. Could be that. That makes sense to me. You know, it's like the just an unranked, you know, hey, you know, let's just mess around and, you know, practice glitching or whatever it is you want to do.
Yeah, in a party or something.
So it's like a publicly available custom, right?
I think so, yeah.
Because they have mentioned that they want to, that's a game type they're going to have, is a publicly available custom. So I guess they separated it out into its own game type called a social match. So that's pretty cool.
Which would be pretty nice.
Yeah, it's going to be very cool. Okay, lastly, the power drainer. I think I'm going to have fun with this. I don't think I'm pushing the boat out too much by saying it might drain power. But from what? This is the fun part. It's either a weapon that you fire at an opponent, thus draining their shield, or, and this is what I'd like, a deployable drainer that surprise drains the energy from all objects within the field, i.e. being chased by a crazy ghost driver, so what do you do? Well, deploy the drainer, of course, resulting in the ghost being powered down and the driver's shield
stricken, I guess.
Striking? I don't know what that means. So anyway, the driver's shield depleting, I guess. Yeah.
So what happens to the person who depletes this? I mean, is there a risk of you getting your own shields depleted?
Yeah, I suppose so. That would suck.
So that would.
I will drain your shields. Oh no, my shields are.
Oops, mine too. sorry. Hold on. Let's wait till my shields go back up.
Do over.
Oh, look at that elephant flying.
And then he runs away.
Look, Elvis.
Where? Yeah, this gotta be. Yeah, there's got to be something where, I mean, it would be kind of dumb if it was just to drain somebody's shields. Like, if you had to actually fire it at somebody, it would be kind of dumb. But maybe if it was like a device where you throw it and it's kind of like a landmine type thing where they jump, they drive over a certain area and, you know, their shields are drained and it gives you time to run away.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's what's going to be really cool about Halo 3 is, to me, I'm seeing lots of, like, the power drainer, the shield grenade,
landmines?
The landmine that was in the trip mine that was in the Vidoc. Like, all, like, these cool bits of equipment that you can pick up and lay down and I think it's just cool to have all those options. Oh, and that was the other thing in the video too, the leaked video, was the gravity. There's a little gravity launcher.
Yeah, there was a little gravity lift, yep.
And deployable, yeah.
I wasn't, like, is that part of the map, or is that a deployable thing that I can pick up and drop somewhere?
It seems to be something deployable, because it was in the vid doc, and it was also in this video as well. Yeah. And it looked like they was just messing around with it.
Well, the guy had gone through there before, and it wasn't there. And then he came back through there, and it was there. So it was definitely a deployment.
Yeah. Exactly. And that, oh, man. I mean, all the things you can do with that. It's like, okay, guys, let's launch ourselves over the wall.
Exactly. And that you know, those are little tidbits that are thrown around there that kind of lets us know that, yeah, there's going to be some epic battles going on. Multiplayer, because you're not going to just use these weapons in a small map. It's not going to make any sense. You know, it's just going to be too one-sided. This, I mean, it's an indication that there's going to be multiple ways to attack your opponents through, you know, whether it's Slayer or objective games. And, you know, if there's multiple ways to get in, that means, you know, it's obviously you're going to need a lot of defense and gadgets to get in. So, yeah. I mean, these maps could be quite, you know, beefy, and it's, so far it's just pointing to that direction. I'm sure they're going to have some small maps as well, but...
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I guess just to balance things out, you know, got to fight for these weapons, and then you got to, you know, use them at the right time.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of strategy. It's not going to be just, you know, go over there and shoot people. Type of thing, you know. I think those days are gone.
Right, and the focus is off of dual wielding, where it's just like spray a hose at each other and who starts spraying first.
This is the thinking man's Halo now.
Yeah.
Well, oh, secret Microsoft.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to your Microsoft buddies.
Yeah.
That sounded pretty real. Wow. So,
dude.
So Xnoth sent one in. He said, personally, when I found out that they were going to make a beta for Halo 3, I found out that some were going to get it before others, I told myself that I wasn't going to watch any video of it because I knew that somebody was going to record themselves playing it. Well, I broke my promise, but for only one video. But I promised myself that I'm not going to watch anymore because I want to find out for myself. What I saw most that made me think was what they had brought back from what looked like the old sniper from Halo CE. Then it made me wonder, since it had the green scope and night vision, maybe there will be maps in the dark, or maybe even better, you can control whether you have day or night on the map. Oh, that'd be cool. That, in my opinion, would be awesome. But I doubt it. Otherwise, the graphics were okay. The new map was awesome, and I loved how big it was. Overall, I can't wait for the beta and to start playing it. Thanks, Xnoth.
Pretty nice.
So this sniper had
the sniper that was pretty good, dude.
Thanks. Yeah. And so the sniper had the green scope like in Halo 1, but it didn't have that silly, like, you know, medical thing going on with the, you know, the heartbeat looking thing. It actually had like a night vision version of the map right in front of him on the scope. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was nice. Yeah. That was something I didn't think about. If they're gonna have different times, different parts of the day. Yeah, that would be nice because Ghost Recon. I think Ghost Recon. Well, they have different versions of the map, but
right.
Actually, it's Crackdown that has real time effects for during the day. You know, dawn, evening, daytime.
Right.
And that would be something pretty nice. I mean, imagine having this epic, you know, these epic fights for the flag, and it's, you know, nighttime all of a sudden. You know, it totally changes within the game on the fly. It totally changes everybody's strategy.
For sure.
That would be very cool.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with another new member here. New submitter. We'll call him that. Yeah, I like that idea.
Thanks.
All right.
Glad I thought of it.
Forget about it.
All right. So the Russian Kolob, he says, wow, Let me just say that for the beta build, this is fantastic. This video answers many questions brought up by the multiplayer of Vidoc. Why do I say Vidoc? I hate saying Vidoc. That Bungie release, specifically the bubble shield. Love the new look and the shape of it. Also, the video shows that you cannot fire or throw grenades while inside the shield. He did fire when he was inside,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Probably that he couldn't throw, you know, fire from...
Throw out of the shield, within, yeah.
And yeah, outside of the shield. Yeah. Zanzibar has a huge increase in size and looks... And it looks like it can hold a lot of people with a lot of elbow space. One thing I did not like was the size of the scope on the battle rifle and the sniper rifle. They look big and out of place on the rifle, giving them a bulky, unappealing look. But besides that, an awesome video. I look forward to playing the beta.
Yeah, the battle rifle had like a hood over the top of the scope, which yeah. To me is made it look a little more realistic.
Yeah.
It looked like more of a mid-range rifle that you would take on a battle to shoot, you know, at that distance. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is it just me or like I keep looking at the battle rifle in these videos and it looks like the barrel's longer. Maybe that's just me. I don't know.
Yeah.
I hadn't noticed
that. Okay, it's just me.
Right. Just you, man.
What crap? Weird. You know, what are you talking about?
Guys, come on, guys.
Anybody?
That it's not just me.
Hey, so why don't we do this? We have limited time left. Why don't we just kind of rattle off some other things we noticed in the video? Mm-hmm. Apologize to all the rest of the people that sent these things in,
man.
Which is
there's
like,
a
you
lot,
know,
man.
150 of you or something.
It's like a ton left.
Yeah, I mean,
there's good comments too.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. For those that have gotten used to hearing their names, you know, with their submissions. We try to welcome the newer members that, you know, have submitted stuff for the first time. So to be fair, you know, we wanted to let these guys know that, you know, their efforts, you know, for sending stuff in is not going to, you know, go unnoticed. Mm-hmm. So, you know, bear with us. You know, there's a lot of stuff here, man. And,
yeah.
I mean, even if we tried, we weren't going to be able to read everybody's stuff.
Definitely.
It's just too many. And, you know, a lot of good stuff, too.
Well, and I would say, too... like, I read through a lot of these comments, and it kind of gave me, you know, ideas and thoughts to go off of. So even if I didn't read your comment on the air, you know, it still, you know, helped us out and is important. So, good job, guys. Yeah. Good job.
Great job. Hey, so let's go through a couple of those things real quick, rapid fire. So one of them is that there's the three-letter designator above people's heads instead of the image now, right? Which is great because it's hard to say the guy with the green square and the blue circle and the triangle in the middle with the you know.
I'm the little grunt head and I've got the blue background. No, the blue! Yeah.
Exactly. So it's much blue easier to say, hey, you know, 47A, go over there or whatever it is. Now, the question is, I was talking to Dialpex recently and you have the three-letter designator, right? So with that, you have, if you, you know, multiply that out, you get like 46,000 and change of the total number of possibilities you have with that, which is very likely to, you know, be not enough. Mm-hmm. So the question is whether they assign it automatically, randomly, during each game, or, you know, how that's going to work. I know Bungie has talked about possibly extending that past three letters, but then you get, you know, to a question, why don't you just put their gamer tag if you're going to extend it?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Or well, part of their gamer tag, I don't know.
In the leaked video, they did seem kind of random. Like, I mean, there was like G85, W48, and stuff like that. And so I don't know, like, do they pick those? You know,
Could it also be that that's just for the beta? I mean, that's just their way of identifying people.
Like player one, player two, or whatever. Yeah.
Because, you know, there's supposedly a certain, a set number of amount of people who are in the beta. So maybe that's, you know, enough just for the amount of people that's on the beta. I don't know.
That's true.
I'm just saying, man. Yeah, I don't know. I just hope it doesn't become like a second gamer tag thing. Where it's, you know, kind of hard to remember what someone's gamer tag is, and then their, you know, their tag as it appears in the game.
Yeah. Or it could be more of a clan tag kind of thing too, like
That makes
true.
That makes some sense, you know, like pod. you know, Pod Pros or, you know,
PT1 or something.
Yeah, I mean, that can make, I mean, that could be nice. I mean, nice. But, yeah, I mean, I'd rather people see my gamer tag, but I did hear that, as you approach a certain distance, you start to see people's gamer tags.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to mention on that, actually, is because you see the three-letter designator until you put your reticle on them, and that's when you see it expand to show their gamer tag as well as their three-letter indicator. So you can still find out people's gamer tags that way. So what did you guys think of that?
Well, I think it's good. And one thing I hope that they address, too, and I think the three-letter thing will probably help this, but we were playing in a LAN party a couple weeks ago, and somebody set their name as just blank. There were no characters whatsoever. And so when you crossed your gun over them, nothing would show up. And so it actually made it harder to aim and lock in on them.
Oh, wow.
And which I had never, you know, I'd never seen that before. And so I was like, dang it, put a name in. Thank you. and so I you know, it'd be nice if the three-letter thing, you know, hopefully we'll maybe get around that problem.
Yeah. And also, one of the things that people noticed, and this information I'm getting from UncleGamer.com, was that your equipment items are listed underneath the grenade HUD, which is, I guess, something we're going to have to get used to.
Yep.
And there was also, they also mentioned getting into vehicles, now you got to hit the right bumper button instead of, you know, hitting X. Was it X? I mean, rusty. Yeah. Wow, I got blanked there. So, you know, definitely got to get used to using more buttons.
Yeah, and he was cruising around in the ATV as well, the Mongoose. And he was just like cruising around splattering people, like I always do with a ghost anyway, you know, because you got to be at just the right range to be able to hit him with the lasers anyway, because they're so slow. So, you know, I always try to just cruise around and splatter people. So it seems like actually that's going to be an effective battle vehicle, don't you guys think?
Yes, it is. Yes,
oh,
it
yeah.
is. Very nimble and fast. And if you catch a lot of people, I mean, just from that video, I mean, people weren't ready for it. And boom, he's like smashing.
Yeah, he hit at least two of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's going to have a lot of uses. It just seems like a, you know, a kind of a small, fast little vehicle, you know, zip all over the place, and run people down, and grab a flag, or whatever.
Yeah, and the good thing about that, where, you know, balance comes into play, you know, he was killed rather easily. Mm-hmm. So that's you know, another, you know, way of not having a superior, you know, vehicle, because one thing I used to hate in Halo 2 was when you and two other guys are shooting the guy in the ghost, and you see the damage, and, I mean, you're reloading because you're running out of, you know, ammo, and he's still running around, you know, splattering everybody. I mean, that was one of the, you know, things I couldn't understand.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess this is going to eliminate that, which is, you know.
So a couple other things, rapid fire. Let's get you guys' opinions on these two. We mentioned it briefly, but there is a underground level. The Camp Froman is basically its own building now. There's a first floor level that you can actually go into a room in there. Apparently, did you guys happen to see that?
Yeah, it was like a motor room type thing or a control room.
Yeah, something like that. But I know you can go in there. There's probably, I guess, some kind of weapon in there, right?
I'm assuming that there'll probably be some kind of either a weapon or
maybe that's where the sword went to.
Could be.
Yeah, that was another thing. Where the sword, you know, is at in Zanzibar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's the mystery blue thing.
Yeah, there's something replacing that now. Maybe you have to deactivate something in order to get the sword. I mean, who
it's
knows?
It's hard to tell. There's some kind of sphere or something like that up there, like glowing blue sphere or something. Some people think it might be invisibility, you know, or some kind of possibly overshield or some other kind of power up or whatever. But apparently you get a better look of it when he's driving by on the mongoose. But you only see like half of it when he's actually walking by. But you know, it's kind of a mystery object. Nobody knows for sure what it is.
Yeah, and there was a few different things with the weapons. Like the shotgun only holds 6 rounds now instead of 8.
Yeah.
Oh, which, I didn't notice that.
Which maybe means that the shotgun is going to once again be a powerhouse.
Yeah.
So.
I hope so. I love the shotgun.
Yeah, I mean, wow, was that shotgun unbalanced?
Yeah, really.
Only rivaled by Gears of War, but that's a whole different story.
Yeah.
Screws up the whole game there.
But yeah, I mean, you know, just from that little 6-minute video, I mean, we've got so much information, but yet there's so much out there that we still don't know about.
Yeah,
exactly. 10 minutes, yeah.
But there's, you know, there's a lot of really good stuff there. I mean, with the, it was very cool to see the pregame lobby finally. I was really excited about that.
Yes,
Me too. You know, you see basically the a-hole button there with being able to, you know, to mute people as you go down the list.
Yeah.
You know, you see, of course, the stuff we already talked about. And I think that is the number one gripe with Halo 2, is that people are tired of all the trash talk that, I mean, it's not just trash talk, it's just disgusting, the kind of talk people have on Halo 2.
Yeah. Oh,
and I totally agree with these people. And unfortunately, the problem is, in Halo 2, you don't have enough time or capability in the pregame lobby to mute people, because as your friends list disappears. So you can't go hit Y and go over to players and mute them. So you got to wait until you're in the game and lose a life because of it, and that's just a shame. So I hope they fix that so that you can mute them in the pregame lobby before the game even starts. So when someone says something offensive, I mean, and you know, I don't get offended easily, but dang man, these kids.
Oh yeah, that's yeah.
I just want to smack them.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, for Mojave, I think we should be. We should form a team, you know, the Halo 3 lobby face smacker team. Just go around, knock on people's doors while they're still in the lobby, and just smack them and leave.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, man. Awesome.
And put it on YouTube.
I would join that so fast.
Oh yeah.
Sign me up for the face smacking,
dude. We're like the worldwide face smackers.
Are you Dookie Lover 6969?
Dookie Lover.
Yeah! Ah, mommy! Mommy!
Give me some chocolate milk.
Like I saw a t-shirt for it. Crap, I think it's like splitreason.com. That a t-shirt design had the Xbox headset, and the caption was, "The voices in my head are all idiots."
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good
gotta
one.
Gotta get that t-shirt. I gotta get it. Man.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah. So I guess that's pretty much it as far as like you know, some of the stuff that was in the video. We might be missing one or two things, but that's pretty much the
briefly, there's something that nobody, I mean, there was so many submissions, but graphics. What do you guys think about the graphics?
I think it looks pretty good. You know, it looks, I think there's definite improvements without it being like it doesn't look all shiny and like it's not all like
perfect,
know, totally
dark
reflected.
Yeah, exactly.
Gosh. Yes. We seem to mention perfect dark a lot in this show.
In a bad way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anytime you want to describe plastic people, you mention perfect dark.
Shame on you, perfect dark. Shame on you.
Shame on you. But there was one part in the video where in Zanzibar, the invisibility is on the second level, on the side.
Yeah.
He was walking there, and there was, other people going at it just by the wheel. And there was one player running by him, and, I mean, the video wasn't the best quality either, but just the way it look, man, I was like, wow, you know, like now you can really tell the detail and the suits and you know, they look beefy and I mean, it just looks, you know, a lot. I mean, of course, you know, it's next gen And, you know, it looks like they really put attention into the multiplayer models as well.
Yes. So,
I mean, while we didn't have, you know, the nice water effects that Frankie has been bragging about, and, you know, it is a beta, but it just shows that the basics is there, and it's going to look, you know, sensational when it's finally, you know, a full retail version.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it was, you know, a couple other things that people had mentioned as well is little things, but they had mentioned, somebody said they saw a disengaged Goshawk cannon that someone was holding in the same way that they, on the Vidoc, they were holding the Gatling gun. And, you know, they'd found that also in the Bungie.net images. Somebody had found an image of a Gatling gun like that was released from any kind of stand. So,
wow, cool.
You know, now we have three different accounts of people having, like, disengaged guns from turrets. So, who knows how that's going to work, you know, whether it's only standing, like, deployable turrets, for instance, that you can pull the guns off, but not vehicle turrets, or how that's going to work. I mean, Frankie has already said that you can't pull it off of the Warthog, so...
Okay.
You know, it comes... Yeah. Just comes into question.
I'm assuming it could be, you know... Stationary turrets.
So then can I put my own weapon on a turret? Like, what if I grab the Spartan laser and say, ha-ha, turret time?
That would be cool. It's turret time.
I don't know. Good question.
There's some potential there.
That could, put a plasma exactly pistol on there.
Woohoo! Ah! It's plasma time. Imagine that you're in the turret and
shoot somebody already, wait.
Yeah, but they so had pretty. A few different additions to like the geometry of the map as well. By the way, apparently there was someone shooting a needler at one point, but it wasn't the guy running, so who cares? I mean, all you see is needles.
Nah. Yeah.
But also
still no rockets.
You know, somebody said they saw rockets, but apparently I don't think they fired. So somebody said that someone was holding rockets on that map.
Oh, okay.
So, okay. You know, I didn't see it, but whatever. If you look at it closely, you might find it. But the way they changed the map, though, was just way cool. I mean, we've talked about the new generator. We've talked about the map being bigger. But the way that it's, you know, the base itself is bigger is that they expand it to where there's that big wall. Like, if you're facing... If you turn your back to the water and you walk all the way down on the left side of the map where the gate is... There's, you know, there's a big rock wall there where on the side of that you climb up to the top of the base. Well, right in that rock wall, there's a new gate in there, and that, you know, goes in and then hangs a right and then goes into the base. So, you know, the base kind of expands back and then to the side so that it comes out that side. And it just, it's a really cool addition, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the first time I saw that ramp, because the gate at the on the side of the base is no longer a gate. It's just like these ramps. These barricades that looks like they lift up, and as soon as I saw that, I'm like, ooh, I want to watch a ghost off of that.
Now, animation. I mean, did you guys notice anything different with the animation? Were you happy with it, or do you hope that they there's some touch-ups with that?
It seemed like the corpses were a little more, I don't know, floppy, like when you die.
Yeah, it was more like I think
the floppy was the floppiness was realistic.
Major floppiness. Yeah. Improved floppability.
Next floppy.
Next gen floppiness.
Next gen floppiness. Yeah, I see what you're saying though. It was like the ragdoll function in Halo 2 was sometimes lacking. Sometimes made from like some really weird positions they land in.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, and Halo 3 is definitely better so far.
Okay, cool.
Another thing I noticed was the shine and the level of detail on the weapons themselves. As in the first person view, as the character was walking around, like for instance, I think it was the SMG. It was like a really, it was the assault rifle is what it was. Just the way the light reflected off of it and just kind of got into all the nooks and crannies just made it very much more believable. You know, than it was in Halo 2, although Halo 2 did a good job on that as well, but it's definitely a major improvement over Halo 2 on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I gotta say, I'm looking forward to some more information, because it definitely gives us a lot to talk about.
Yeah, man.
And instead of damaging, you know, the excitement for the beta, it's just increasing it, because we're seeing things that, you know, we've been, you know, anticipating, and I guess Bungie realizes that, and that's why they're not so pissed off about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's only helping. I mean, not that it needed any help, but for people that were on the fence about, you know, whether they should be excited about Halo 3 or not, you know, this gives them some proof that, yeah, it is a lot different than it was with Halo 2, and it is adding new features and setting new standards, probably, with some of the, you know, functions that they've thrown in there that we've seen in this video, and stuff that we still have no idea about. We don't know what we're going to have in single player and stuff like that, co-op. So, you know, I mean, I'm crazy psyched, and I can't, you know, just like
I know, all too.
The Halo fans out there, man.
Yeah. I mean,
this could really bring back all those people that, you know, for one reason or another had, you know, bad experiences with Halo 2, and we've all had them. And, you know, in order to be a true Halo 2 fan, you've had to withstand, you know, a lot of, like Fumo Jive said, a lot of, you know, bad stuff talking, and, you know.
They talk stuff.
Talking stuff.
Man, you're talking stuff again. Yeah, this will be the talking stuff, podtacular talking stuff episode.
Yeah, pretty much. So yeah, well, hey, let's go ahead and wrap it up. Be looking forward to more info actually really soon, because as it was revealed recently, Bungie's going to have a press conference about Halo 3 very soon in early May, and we're going to be, you know, all over that. I mean, we may not be invited to the press conference, but we'll be all over that in the sense of definitely covering all the details from that. And
JBB
you guys
knows those secret farts. So. JBB.
Well, it's called the secret air bubble.
Dang it.
What's the password?
Mess it up.
Yeah, so.
Oh, don't tell us.
Dude, you're one of us. Cool.
It's like when you're in the tub. We'll meet you there, man.
You know, it's a traveling air bubble, and then it reaches its destination, and then it bursts into a stream of information.
Especially if you throw a grenade in there.
It's a scented form of information.
Scented. That's what you call that, huh?
Yes, I can. I can send a message hundreds of miles away, and somebody can tell that I had meatloaf 3 days ago.
Alright, we had a few new Xbox Live Arcade games come out this past week. Let's get the lowdown from Riz Pablo on which ones are good and what you can expect from these games. Let's check it out. Alright, what's up, everybody? This is Riz Pablo here again to talk about the new Xbox Live Arcade titles that came out this week. This week was a really good week for the Xbox Live Arcade. We had Pinball FX come out and Eats Chowdown. Alright, I'm going to talk about Eats Chowdown first. It's 800 points, developed by Klee Entertainment, and it's a puzzle game. This game is pretty cool. There's not many games like it out, so it's pretty innovative. You got to get your character Eats from point A to point B, but you don't control Eats. You control the environment around Eats. What I mean by controlling the environment is that it's a 2D platformer, and he's on a cliff on the left side of the screen, and you need to get him to the cliff on the right side of the screen. So you use the items that the game provides you to do this. And the items in the game are pretty cool. It's not just like a 2x4 that you spread across the different caverns to walk across, but it's like something called, one of them is like a prankster whale, and it's a whale that sucks up Eats and shoots you across the cavern. There's also things like trampolines and explosives that you have to use to blow up walls to get by. You can even give Eats food to change his mood so that he'll do different things. Like normally, he'll just walk to the end of the cliff, jump to the other
or just jump off. If there's another cliff there, he'll land on it. And if he jumps off and doesn't land on another cliff, he'll die, and that's game over. But he'll do, like, you can give him, like, a sad marshmallow, and that will make him not jump off cliffs. Or you can give him, like, an angry marshmallow, and that will make him jump really far off cliffs. And the game is really big, too. There's 123 levels in this game. I really like the art style in this game. It's really refreshing. It's got that kind of alien hominid look. It might have been in, like, a Flash game before. I don't know. Some cool things about the game. There's leaderboards, of course, and that shows, you know, who can get the most points in the least amount of time and complete the level, which is pretty cool. Another cool thing about this game is that you'll never get stuck on it. If you do get stuck, then you just hit pause and go, show me the solution. And the game will proceed to show you the solution to the puzzle. And it's not even just a single-player game, too. It's even got a multiplayer game, so if you have friends over, it's kind of like buttons show up on the screen. You got to hit them in a certain order, and you know whoever hits them in the certain order the fastest gets those points. And there's weapon upgrades and stuff. It's pretty neat. It's worth checking out if you have some friends over. All right. So the bottom line about this game is it's really cool. If you're an Xbox Live Arcade addict like me, go ahead and buy the game. It's worth it. It's definitely above average. Alright, so the second game that came out this week was Pinball FX. It's 800 points, developed by Zen Studios, and the genre is, I guess, pinball, if that's a genre. Alright, so one of the coolest things about this game is the controls and the controller. The rumble is really, really great. It adds a great new element to pinball games. The way they use the triggers for the bumpers is just great, because it's really responsive and it's just really comfortable. It makes me want to play every pinball game with the Xbox 360 controller. The sound in the game is really cool. It sounds like you're playing pinball. And the physics on the ball is really great and fine-tuned. And the graphics are pretty nice, too. And the leaderboards add a really nice aspect to the game, too, because it's not just, you know, at the local bar pinball machine, it's around the world you're competing. And there's even multiplayer in the game, but I didn't get a chance to check that out because I only could download the trial game. But, you know, I don't really see the point of paying $10 for this game when every computer comes preloaded with a copy of Pinball on Windows XP. You know, don't get me wrong, this game's really nice. It has three tables and multiplayer and leaderboards and achievements, and, you know, the controls are great, and you're right there at your 360 if anybody wants you to play some games. But I don't know. It's just a pinball game. $10. You know, if you're really into pinball, you know what? Go buy this game. It's for you, because it's a really great pinball game. But otherwise, I'd just stick with Eats if you're going to download a game this week for $10. But, you know, I would go download the trial game, because basically, it's the whole game, just without multiplayer leaderboards or achievements. Because the thing is, it doesn't end the game when you reach a certain point. It just lets you keep on going until you lose the game. So that it's really worth the trial download, because it's basically you just don't have to play the game, because you get all the gameplay elements right there. Just, you know, no high scores. So, you know, whatever. I download the trial and I just keep it. Alright, guys, thanks for listening to my segment. This is Riz Pablo signing off. I'll see you guys next week.
Sweet, thanks a lot, Riz. Look forward to more of those in the future, especially the ones on this next show with Catan, one of my favorite games of all time, coming to Xbox Live Arcade, and Centipede and Millipede coming out. Look forward to that. All right, well, remember our contest for the Halo 3 beta, where people could get a copy of Crackdown and get entered into the Halo 3 beta? Well, we finally picked a winner here, and we have plenty of entries, and this guy takes the cake for the... the most creative entry into the series. So this one just has to be heard to be believed. So check it out.
Hey, this is my entry for the Podtacular Jokes to win the Crackdown thing. My name's Headshock, and here go my jokes. All right.
Press X for finger cuffs. Mommy, he's smuggling plums. And also, my personal favorite. Boy, you talking back to me? You talking back to me? Don't make me whoop you with my squirrel belt. No, not the boss, no! Call Larry the Cable Guy. He'll pay millions of dollars. Hope I win. Oh, and this may sway your decision in my favor. I'm going to present the longest die ever, alright? You guys ready? Okay, I'm
done. Hope I win. Bye. Okay, well, thanks, Hedgehog, and I gotta say that is definitely the longest da I've ever heard in my life. Congratulations, and email us at podtiger@gmail.com with your contact info. We will get that copy of Crackdown out to you post-haste.
Meatloaf with carrots. Anyway, so send in your comments, etc. to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye on podtacular.com for an invitation to send in stuff for next week's show.
Ooh, yeah. And you can call or listen to voicemail.
No. Sorry about that. No, I just wanted to point out that that there was a lot of new people here that submitted stuff, and you know, I'm happy to see that, because there's names here that we've never seen before, and it's just an indication that people, you know, as the beta comes around, people more and more, you know, flocking to us to see what we got in store. So keep spreading the word.
Definitely. Well, you can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo related message, and we play these back regularly on the Customs and Calling show.
And be sure to check us out at podtacular.com. And while you're there, check out the forums where Captain Crunk and Dialpex and the rest of the moderators, you know, admins are doing a great job of running the place. There's a lot of buzz about Halo 3, Halo 2 Vista, new Halo 2 maps, and other stuff.
For sure. And thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or site, contributing to our PayPal to help out with the hosting bill, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes. We couldn't do it without you. And special thanks to James Penwell for contributing $25 to offset our hosting bill this month. Thanks, James.
Nice. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, James. Announcement. Hallelujah. The Halo PC clan now has two Halo CE servers up. Check out the details in the Podtacular forums. Thanks to Duststorm for doing that. Nice.
And check out the other shows on the Gamercast Network, Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer,
God, for you.
And the Video Game Show.
Sorry. God, for you. Yeah, make sure you go to GamercastNetwork.com.
Well, until next time, I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm JBB.
And this is George from Aeropause.com.
Yeah, buddy. And I want to thank you, George, for coming on at such short notice. And
thanks for having me on. I love
Man. It's our pleasure, man. It won't be the last time, I can assure you that. Sure. But is there anything new that's coming up with Aeropause that we should know about?
Well, hopefully we can get a podcast going at some point. Mm-hmm. I know there's some work on that. And then we really want people to check out the forums and as well and take part in kind of the community over there and just come by and check out the site, and hopefully you'll enjoy the articles.
Oh, of course, that's a no-brainer right there. So we're gonna keep on fragging bubble farts.
Yeah.
I meant air bubbles. Whoops.
Oh. Edit.
It's not. can't stop. You can't stop. You can't stop.
There's only one thing left to say.
Right. Okay, so here we go.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that annoying song in that video. That Zanzibar.
Oh, I know.
At work, I kept going. I'm like, why am I singing it?
Ah. Versus when you get that part like, you know, like real high pitch, yeah. Like I can't even whistle it, so I'm just gonna.
Ooh, that sounded pretty dope. Oh man, yeah. It sounded like some British band from the 80s.
Ew, ew.
Oh man.
All right.
Okay, sorry. You know, keep an eye out for that. And, you know, when this is ready to roll, I'll let you know.
Cool.
I'm going to cut that part out, probably, so. Just
okay.
Because it's irrelevant to the listeners.
Well, I did, you just wish you.
Sorry, I'm just.
I should just say, yo, cut.
Yeah.
Better than my boy, George.
My boy, George from the Bronx.
Boy, George.
Oh no.
And the crying game.
Do you really want to?
Come.
That was awesome.
Oh, dude, that was freakingly awesome.
I hope you were good at that.
Ooh, put your head on my shoulder. This time could have been so much more.
This time is precious. Spectacular idol. Awesome.
Oh. GamerCast Network.com.